You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It's now been 10 years since Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was killed by extremists in Pakistan. 10 years trying to make sense of a senseless murder. 2 years ago, writer Christopher Hitchens spoke about Pearl at a memorial lecture at UCLA.
There'll be today no ululations, no wailings, no shooting in the air, no tossing of the coffin on the shoulders of a mob, no hoarse, brutal cries for revenge and suicide and murder. No, we won't have that. Instead, we'll have honest, decent, modest, brave people trying to deal with their grief and trying to apply reason to the crises that led to their deprivation.
We can't be sure still today when exactly Daniel Pearl was killed, but the FBI is reasonably sure he was killed this week, 10 years ago, somewhere north of Karachi. Azra Namani joins us now, a colleague and close friend of the late Daniel Pearl. She was the person with whom the late journalist and his wife spent their last evening of freedom in Pakistan. And Namani's also the co-author of The Truth Left Behind, Inside the Kidnapping and Murder of Daniel Pearl. She joins us from New Jersey. Hi there.
Oh, thank you so much.
10 years, looking back over 10 years since the death of your friend, I mean, you must have a very different perspective now than you did in the terrible days after it originally occurred.
Well, that was a really neat quote that you have from Christopher Hitchens, because it really captures, you know, the effort to try to make sense, even from the first moment that we found out that Danny had been killed. You know, the police arrived at my door. They'd all run to get this video that they discovered had been documenting Danny's last minutes. And the Pakistani lead investigator arrived at the door and said to Marianne, Danny's wife, I couldn't bring your Danny home. And you know, in that moment, this new reality came to life where a journalist, or my friend, was taken off the streets. And over this last decade, I think, you know, like Danny's case, Danny's death, so much in the world we just try to make sense of. And yet there's some things that only we can feel from the heart and our soul, I think.
Well, you know, 10 years, we've seen a lot of memorials. A lot of people have spoken about Daniel Pearl and his life and his work, the manner of his death. There's now the Daniel Pearl Foundation. And I wonder what the 10 years have perhaps taught us. Do you think things have changed substantially from the moments that led to his death, from what led to his killing?
Well, you know, I was just looking at this slideshow that is online of Danny's life and death. And interestingly, the coffin that carried Danny's remains in Pakistan misspelled his name, and they misspelled it, and they spelled it Denial Pearl. And I really thought that, boy, that sure captures our challenge today related to militancy and extremism in Pakistan. 10 years later, we're still grappling with the same forces of darkness that took Danny's life. And unfortunately, inside of Pakistan and even inside of our own U.S. government and society, because of this funky friendship we've got with Pakistan, we're in a culture of denial. And I don't think we're still confronting the monster that is militancy inside of Pakistan.
Your reaction when your friend was killed was to begin investigating his death, and that led to this book that you co-authored, The Truth Left Behind. What is this truth that you're talking about? What did we leave behind with his killing in Pakistan?
Well, you know, like the Marines always say that they'd never leave a buddy behind, and we couldn't save Danny's life. And so we really felt like we needed to find this truth that was left behind on the streets. And what it was is, in the summer of 2002, they convicted 4 men in Danny's kidnapping and murder. But none of those men actually were there during Danny's custody, and none of them actually held the knife that was used to kill Danny. And so what we were able to document was that 27 men were actually involved. And of those men, about 15 are still free on the streets of Pakistan.
Do you believe that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, as he confessed, was Danny's killer?
Yeah, you know, in order to try to find out the truth, the last evidence of Danny's murderers is in the video, the awful video that documented Danny's murder. And I watched it over and over and over again because in that video, you can see the hand of the murderer. And so the FBI documented in technology called forensic technology of the vein that the hand of the murderer on the video is the same as that of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And so we've got his confession, which is, you know, under dubious circumstances. But nonetheless, we've got that and other evidence that sure does indicate that he was the killer.
We're speaking with Azra Nomani, who is a colleague and close friend of the late Daniel Pearl and co-author of The Truth Left Behind, Inside the Kidnapping and Murder of Daniel Pearl. So, Azra, I got to ask you, it's been a decade. The family of Daniel Pearl founded a foundation, they say, to fight against the things that caused his killing. First of all, do we have a clear idea of what caused his death?
I think that, as a Muslim, I came to real clarity in Danny's death. I came to understand that it is this ideology of militancy and extremism and hate that really killed him. It was boys that we could call sons of darkness that were born out of that ideology. And it still pervades today. 10 years later, we hope that we've gotten rid of some of it, but it still exists in our communities. So I think that's the deep thing that Danny's parents are trying to also challenge and take on by having partnerships and music festivals that really capture Danny's spirit.
Azra Nomani, colleague, close friend of the late Daniel Pearl, co-author of The Truth Left Behind, Inside the Kidnapping and Murder of Daniel Pearl. Azra, are you able to close the book on this now? Do you feel at peace?
Well, I have a son that was born out of that time, and I asked him the other day, what do you learn from Danny Uncle, as I call him? And he said, you know what? He was a nice guy, and that's all I need to know about him. And that's what I keep with me is this awesome, awesome pal that I had.
Azra Nomani, colleague, close friend of late Daniel Pearl, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
10 years since the death of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, who was killed by extremists in Pakistan.